Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Theme, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find kids products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Tumbleweeds Health Center at
4826 East Broadway
Boulevard, online
at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com.
And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
We even have sound effects. Hi, Lil Bear. Well, we're just going to start that over just in case. I don't even know if we're live on the air, if we're not on the air. Oh, the radio show busted out already. Can't even believe it. I mean, I can, but I can't, but I can. I'm at it, Cox or Verizon or one of those guys, because certainly not Lil Bear. Oh, man. Well, welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. We hope you're here. We are, kind of. Just listen to the theme song for 1 minute. Can you hear, hey, can you call in and see if we're even on air? All right, everybody, welcome to Weeds Day Wednesday. Oh, we're getting text messages. Are we on? Can you give a call and see if we're, maybe I can't hear a thing. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, you can. You can hear me. Yay. All right, because the show crapped out 10 seconds ago. Well, at least a minute ago. Lord, I can't even believe it. Are we good? Oh, we're getting messages. Microwave and everything. Oh, excellent. JJ is just flipping out right now. He hates when I do that. He's like, could you just host the show and not be doing 5,000 things at once? The microwave will be over in just a few minutes. The weather in Grand Island, New York. Well, I keep expecting her to say something. No.
Is it warm enough over there?
It was raining. She said it was like cats and dogs the other day. Oh, it's super pretty. All right. Super pretty. Yeah. Yeah, it's really nice out. Yeah, it's really nice here, too. Yeah. Probably 90s, though, huh? Is that what they said? Is that what they said? You know, the five guys on the couch in Montana? Yeah, those guys. The guys that just make all that crap up. Here we go. Weather report. Grand Island, 51 and mostly cloudy. Wow. Oh, super pretty. 68 and mostly sunny. That's because Cannabis Kid showed up. So we're mostly sunny. And what? Show us Tucson, Arizona. Yeah. Oh, I think 91. Oh, that's lovely. That's a lovely high. Speaking of high, did you have a good 420? Woo, woo. What did you do for 420? Oh, guess who won Best Certification Center? Woo. That was perfect. Spot on, they'd say in Britain. Spot on. Well, thank you. So what did you do for the big 420?
Big 420.
What? Oh, my Lord. Of course you were. Duh. Oh, my Lord. Did you make it? Oh, we can't hear you. So this is what we're going to do. No, I'll tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to see if this... I don't know if this works. Let's just... You know what? We're going to go crazy. We're just going to go crazy and put it on and see if we can... Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, probably can hear you now.
Can you hear the Cannabis Kid?
Cannabis Kid, are you there? Are you listening now? Okay, yeah, we can probably hear you.
Okay.
That's good, Miss
Jones. So, Bill Star had asked where I was during 420, and I had spent the week in the Grand Caymans, and so 420 came around, and, you know, I bring my medicine everywhere I go.
Even there?
I did.
I did it. Oh, my God.
I did it.
Wow.
I brought some edibles on the plane with me.
Okay.
And
wow.
I brought my vape pens on the plane.
Oh,
with
my
me.
God. Wow.
Vape pens, you know, are, that's not what they're looking for. I just don't go to Russia. Don't go to Russia with your vape pen, but I feel other places are very, they're not, it's not what they're looking for.
Russia's
just a little.
Yeah, Russia's just a wee bit different. Russia's on the spectrum. Oh, no.
I feel like they were out to get somebody that day.
Yeah. Well, it was out to get somebody that last 5-10 years.
Yeah,
like, oh,
there it is. There they are. So I did a now and later, which is my
Ooh.
Sister coined this term. Well,
oh, I remember those.
We talked about this.
A lot of those was my favorite.
But you're going to like this way better, Bill.
Like that.
So a now and later is you smoke, then you pop a gummy. Because you get the now, and then you get the later.
Well, we've been doing that forever.
Well, it's now. What did you used to call?
Getting high.
Smoking some weed.
Yeah.
With the group I was with, we were playing a little game where we were calling it Floating to Cuba. And so I would go do my now and later, bring down a hard seltzer, slam that, and then go and just float in the water.
Oh, my gosh.
It was great.
That was fantastic.
I didn't do anything while I was there. The team took care of a lot of stuff while I was gone. So that was amazing.
Your anxiety
level was
through the roof.
A little bit. It was only for the first 3 days that I was like, okay, everything. And then we were okay. Yeah. But it was great.
Yeah, no, that would be fantastic, so sister.
It was fantastic. I highly recommend it. You know, letting your staff run everything, and I'll just kind of show you where I was floating, so you can.
I'm gonna be ready. Oh my god!
It was amazing.
That Valley Air, I got it.
But ever, and I floated out there all day.
Oh, god.
Just
did.
Show you.
I would not have left. Oh yeah, you did. Yeah, little lobsterish,
but I think it's gonna.
Did you see a big sea turtle?
I didn't. And I was really hoping that I would.
Even better, did you see a shark?
No sharks.
What?
No sea turtles.
Ripped off. Get your money back.
I know. We could have gone. Well, a lot of the times, these resorts are right there.
Yeah,
and then
they
you
keep
have
them out.
And then they keep them out of there.
Yeah, they've got their own little sectioned off.
Right, and then you pay $60, $70, $120 to go swim with the turtles.
Right.
So
they have sectioned off in another section.
They have sectioned off in another section.
Yeah, maybe we should just own a resort. That's the way to do it. I'm liking the dolphins on
there.
We
can call it now and later.
Because you're going to swim with the turtles now,
yep.
And the dolphins later. Oh, yeah.
So
like
it was a great 420. We, I think, ate all day.
Yeah.
We had second lunch and second dinner.
Of course.
The other couple I was with brought their edibles. So everyone was on edibles on, I think, 420 that day. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. That's the way to be.
Mm-hmm.
On edibles. Yeah, I have no story like that. I took 75 milligrams of a brownie and thought I was going to have a good time. And I ended up just sleeping on the couch. Oh, my God.
Maybe
my
you need it, you know.
Well,
a lot of times, marijuana will tell you what you need to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And it said go.
Because other times, Belle, you've eaten 75 milligram and are, like, cleaning the front yard or something like that.
Well, it still does need cleaning.
Oh, yeah. But that's what I'm saying is your body said, hey.
Yeah.
Belle, sorry, you need to sleep for a little bit.
You want some, maybe it did. Would you like some keef on your bowl?
Oh, sure, why not?
Why not? This is our little 420 because we didn't have one. And we do have a pool we can go sit out by and pretend we're over.
that we're floating to the Bahamas. Oh,
what was the water temperature?
Oh, I...
You didn't even need a wetsuit, apparently.
I don't even know. I mean, warm.
No.
Bath water.
Oh, like 85?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Maybe a little bit cooler.
80? It's 70. I think the bath out back was 72 or something like that. Yeah, the other one broke, finally, completely broke.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was like, who's this guy?
Well, this is something you can get at Tumbleweed Health Center, and I'm not sure you might be able to get it at the Goodleaf as well. Interesting bong, and it is...
It's like an old school bong.
It does. It's a beautiful... It's neon yellow. Like, it's like the color of your highlighter.
Yeah.
It's like the color of your apple now and later.
Mm-hmm.
Hit that sucker right in the center, man. I put that on for you. Don't be a sissy. You're not going to work dressed like that. He'll have to change.
I already have a shirt in the car.
I knew it. And I'm in my jammies. Seriously wasn't expecting that. All right. So, yeah. Tell us what else about the blue waters.
Well, these last few years.
Was anybody else there smoking and doing shit like that? I mean, around, could you smell it anywhere?
Yes, we could smell marijuana. And, in fact, one of the couples that had gotten there had bought a couple joints from one of the locals.
Wow.
And
That's great.
So, I mean, it wasn't anything amazing. I'm not going to tell you right now. It wasn't anything amazing.
Was it laced with, like, acid or anything like that, or shroom?
I did bring some shrooms.
Oh, my God. This would be so damn dill. I'd be up there going, Your Honor, no. That was planted. I would never do that. Cannabis kid is a good boy.
So, no one would have even known.
Except for the fact
because
that.
I ground them all up and put them in capsules, and they were in my, echinacea bottle.
Oh.
So.
Oh.
I mean, someone would have had to eat one.
I don't think they have shroom sniffing dogs yet.
No, there's no shroom sniffing dogs, and there's no marijuana sniffing dogs either.
Oh.
There are only bomb sniffing dogs at the airport.
And people and money. They're looking for money too.
Yeah,
because I have someone that I have a neighbor that works with TSA. So when I told her about my 3-joint Q-tip trick, she laughed so hard. She's like.
You know,
not looking for your three joints in your Q-tip box, babe. Sorry.
They're not.
They're not. They're looking for people and lots of money and large amounts of cocaine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not even that.
Large amounts of anything.
Yeah, I mean.
But you were right. Russia was having a bad day.
A really bad day, and I felt bad for that lady.
Well, I don't feel as bad as I do. No, I just don't, because you're going to Russia. I'm sorry.
So yeah.
That'd be like
I almost think that I was
trying to buy a local shit and crapped out on a, you know.
A vape pen? They're not the vape pen thing.
Hey.
I know.
After what happened to her, I ain't bringing
that
nowhere.
Like I said,
drink.
That whole thing. I feel like I traveled enough. Like the whole thing with the Russia, I think that there's a little more to it than what we're not being told.
That was a lot of trading. That was insider trading.
Right. Well, and then didn't they trade somebody for her? It was set up.
It was all set up. Well,
we only know what was told to us.
I don't even think she knows what happened.
Right.
Other than what happened to her, unfortunately.
Do you have a little area for that?
Yeah, I do feel bad for her for what happened to
her. And then sometimes I was like, oh, well, maybe she had that in her bag. Because it was almost gone. It literally was almost gone. Her stuff, the vape pen. It was when you get down to the little bit of.
I don't smoke them that much to get down to the little bit of the nubby.
It happens.
All right.
And, I think I might be good. That was good, though.
Thank you.
Anyways, the way that I go about bringing my stuff is very careful. I do put the cartridges in my carry-on, inside my little, overnight bag.
Yep, and that's what I would do with my three sneaky little joints.
And those go in a Ziploc bag, and it's not, the container itself of the thing is not exuding smell.
Yeah.
So, and then I just bring the pins with me on the plane, which are empty.
Because there's nothing in them.
Right, and then I actually walked on with the mushrooms in my bag because they were in pill form.
Oh, my God.
So they look like liver medication. They were in liver medication.
I better be on your emergency list to call someone. The only one crazy enough to come and rescue your
Of course,
Cheers.
Cheers.
I feel sorry for anybody that gets caught with anything.
Well,
anybody's right to say what you can and cannot do to your body. I'm sorry. You want to F it up? That's your right.
We're coming to the point where it's not going to be.
It just don't.
I did hear somebody get in trouble for.
It goes on me. What I'm saying? Like, if you want to go do shrooms or acid or molly or whatever, heroin, I don't care. Do it. Go do you, boo.
Right.
Okay? But don't do you, boo, on me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But don't put your boo on my boo. Okay?
No mixing of the boos.
No mixing of the boos. No boo bumping.
Yeah.
And we are getting to that point where the power, those guys, the guys, five guys on the couch in Montana.
The ones that say, well, what's good and
What it is, folks. Here's a good background. We're getting to the point where they're just,
It doesn't make sense anymore.
Natural selection.
There's a confusion.
Well, it never did make sense, but when our pioneers, when our founding forefathers came here and, the natives were here, right?
Right.
They were doing their thing. They were doing peyote, but they weren't, I wasn't there, not to my knowledge. They all had their own spiritual things that they were doing.
Right.
I don't think they were drinking like our founding forefathers.
Yeah.
Had a purpose. They didn't just go out and get effed up and teepee the teepees.
Yeah.
Well, man, let's go throw hides all over that one. Not my good one.
Yeah. I think we were in times, and then we know why. I mean, this brought money in. It brought revenue in. It brought income in.
They did
arresting people who had drugs and made them to be bad people.
Well, you have things like, crash. We've all seen a movie too, so. Or Curly Bill gets a little too wasted on the opium and goes out with his guns and shoots Fred White. Happened right in front of Hotel Tombstone.
So much cholera. So much cholera.
So much cholera. But yeah, so, you know, people did party. People relieved themselves. I mean, it was some damn tough times back in the day.
Right.
I'm not going to say. Again, not there. But they also used it for medicine. Okay. But then they found that they tried to make opium into something that was less crazy. And then they came up with morphine, and that was just... And then the soldiers and the housewives were... They had what was called morphinism. They were addicted to morphine.
Mm-hmm.
So they tried, but, you know, drugs have been around forever. Queen Elizabeth was using cannabis oils for her cramps, because those were the worst.
Yeah.
Those were the worst. Ugh. Ugh. So, yeah, you're listening to Weed Day Wednesday.
We just got off on a tangent, folks.
We did. That's all right. That's
all right. What we're here for.
Tangents happen. You're listening to Weed Day Wednesday, brought to you by Tumbleweeds Health Center, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Come down, get certified. It's not yet $50, folks. That bill has not passed yet. We're hoping it does, but it hasn't passed yet. There's a bill that makes the state fee $50, and it makes veterans free. You still have to pay your doctor fees. But the state fees, the 150 state fees gone, and then it's lowered to $50 for everybody else, which makes it only $25 a year to get your medical card.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's cray-cray. But it's not happening yet.
Lots and lots of money, too.
Oh, my God. And to have all the medical rights, and to have all that much more medication. Holy Toledo.
Have you tried out the new D2 up there on Kolb?
Don't even ask. Yeah.
Hey.
Somebody did. It was Malo. Malo. Not good. Oh, my gosh. And like Lindsey Buckingham said, never going back again.
Whoa.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
That's not good.
Yeah, no, not good. I've not had good experiences at dispensaries. I have not. Desert Bloom. They've got some good stuff over there. Kind of far out.
Mm-hmm.
They do deliver. I do take advantage of their delivery when I feel like I need to get something. There's been some good experiences out there, so I really don't like to go. You see, I have my plethora of.
It's not like you don't need.
No,
it's not, you're not
gonna
needing
grow,
for anything.
I'm going to grow two plants in there, away from the kitties. Just two. And I'm just going to use LED lights. I'm not going to take the whole setup in there. I'm just going to go LED lights and see what happens.
Do you think, even with the light?
Just with the light bulb and LED regular.
But you're going to close off the light that comes in there? Or are you going to get one of those little...
No, just going to leave it at night. They can have the light of the moon.
So they like literally will be during the day.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and then at night, they're at night.
With the window open.
Fresh air, steam fan going.
Oh. I'd like to see how that goes.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see how it goes because I am not rigging it all up. I'm going to put the two LED lights on either side of them so they're just blasted with, that's a lot of LED lights. I only need one. But I'm also curious to see what it does to my question. A lot of light in there on items that shouldn't have a lot of light shine on. This little light of mine, yeah, maybe a little Joji screen just around
or
that second area.
Thing.
I don't want a tent or anything.
You don't want the tent? Okay.
Or, you know what? I just
give them their area.
Drape
up. You give them their area.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, you can do that too. But
I
could also move those things. Yeah. Some of those things are going to go to Hotel Tombstone because they just need to be seen. The cabinet card of Geronimo.
Agreed.
Oh, I mean.
You've got a museum.
I do have a museum in there. It's insane.
Like.
There are so many cool things that need to go in there, buddy. Well, we offer telemedicine. That page works. And we have new button. Just fill out the form here. Click and go. Oh, there we go. Certifications. How to get a medical marijuana certification card in Arizona. If you have one of these medical conditions, you can get a medical cannabis card. And even if you don't, you can still get one, and we'll tell you how. PTSD. You do have to have a doctor's ongoing every year. You have to get seen by your doctor. Cancer, all types of cancers. Glaucoma, AIDS, chronic pain covers everything. Arthritis, CVDs, migraine, fibromyalgia, back pain, leg pain, you can even name it. Severe nausea. Oh, the chronicness has to be for 2 months at least, though. Severe nausea, seizures, including epilepsy, HIV, hep C, ALS, Crohn's, agitation, Alzheimer's, including dementia and everything in between, cachexia or wasting syndrome, severe and persistent muscle spasms, including multiple sclerosis. You are eligible for a medical cannabis card if you suffer from a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition, or just the treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition.
Well, there you go, folks.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
There you are.
Are chronic conditions holding you back from a happy, healthy life? Get on the right track with Tumbleweeds Health Center. Our CBD products are formulated to fit your healthy lifestyle.
I would definitely say that CBD has changed my life. I mean, I don't worry about my dog anymore, and I don't worry about sleeping anymore.
Tumbleweeds Health Center, voted number one health center in Tucson, has created a proprietary number of CBD blends, each designed to promote health and well-being. Let Tumbleweeds Health Center show you how CBD products might help you improve your life the natural way.
You're listening to Weed Day Wednesday.
Puff, 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 puff. Puff, 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 puff,
puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a
shop. This is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons, I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimp shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Welcome back to the show.
Hi, everybody.
How do you know how long it's taking between? We're talking about psilocybin.
Psilocybin.
I said it right.
Psilocybin, obviously the next drug that's going to be
legalized. Everywhere.
So that's just kind of telling you, that's not just tell you that these drugs that have been taken away.
Sorry, I'm in shock right now. I just update. Hong Kong bans CBD. Of course they do. Hong Kong bans living. Sorry, guys. Don't come and get me. Pray to God. Yeah. I don't even know what to say to Hong Kong.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah. Grab those. Because it's only 243 days until Christmas. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. You know, there's still a commercial out there that has Christmas music on, so I don't feel bad that I have two skeletons chilling like Dylan's on the front porch. Oh!
And let's not to mention the Christmas tree in the living room.
Let's not forget the stocking still hung
by the
Christmas tree with care. Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
It's that kind of day, guys. Jump
and,
in.
You know,
enjoy
the Halloween
enjoy.
Decorations out.
Yeah,
I got my Easter sign outside. You know, I am ready for whatever holiday just springs up on you. I am right there. I'm ready. Just throw up. You know, if I get hit in the head or fall down at a party once, and I wake up, I'm like, oh, Christmas, look, I'm ready.
Yeah, you're ready really for a lot of things.
I'm really ready. I'm ready for action. Got my clapperboard. Oh, wow. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, folks. What a show. All right. Okay, now that we know Hong Kong has banned.
I'm guessing marijuana is not legal there.
I'm going to guess you're right. But Asia welcomes the first U.S. cannabis edible brand. Do you know what's going on there? What is going on?
I sent you something the other day.
Oh, why are they talking about Griner again? That's weird. That's from December 8th. You guys got to get up to date on your news. This is from, I won't even tell you where it's from because that news is so old. We don't want to go there. But here we go. This is for you, Silver Sister. New York. New York governor launches a campaign urging consumers to buy legal weed. Please buy legal weed. Guys, come on. Buy your weed, Beagle. New York Governor Kathy has launched a campaign encouraging consumers to purchase weed from the state's regulated market. just in time for the 420 high holiday. Come on, guys.
How'd that go?
Well, I don't know, because this was an urge 6 days ago. Why isn't anybody up with their news? Well, we'll see what she asks for. I doubt she got it, but... Sorry, just got shown a joke. This is great. So there's a giant joint here, and the first part that sectioned off, you know, like you're out and about, says, "I love nature so much. What a beautiful day." And then it cuts to the last part that sectioned off. The raccoons work for the CIA. If you got that far, that's about how you're gonna feel. Woof.
I saw that, yeah. And I was like, "Bell starting to think about that."
That's a good one. Oh man, I need a poster of that. Actually, that would be a really funny poster to have. The raccoons work. They do.
You have no idea.
I don't even know, you guys.
Don't even know.
Stop it. They do. All right. So, GK, that's Governor Kathy. So GK launched a new statewide campaign on Tuesday, encourage consumers to purchase cannabis from the state's regulated recreational marijuana market. New York legalized adult use in 2021, and regulated sales of recreational marijuana began at the state's first licensed dispensary in Manhattan in late December 2022. Quote, "To bolster the public health and safety of all New Yorkers, we are providing them with information they need to make informed decisions and enjoy cannabis responsibly," GK said in a statement from the governor's office. Quote, "As we continue to build a healthier and more equitable cannabis market, I'm proud to launch this important public education campaign to promote safer legal purchases of cannabis from licensed dispensaries throughout our state." The new campaign, dubbed, quote, "Why Buy Legal New York," quote, came as the state's limited number of adult-use cannabis retailers prepared for the legal industry's first 420. The high holiday of weed culture. The initiative focuses on 3 points, including protecting public health, promoting social equity and community reinvestment, and features licensed cannabis operators extolling the virtues of regulated marijuana businesses and their products. Quote, "We are excited to launch this campaign to promote safe and legal purchases of cannabis in New York," said Tremaine Wright, chairwoman of the New York Cannabis Control Board. Quote, "By supporting licensed dispensaries, consumers can be confident they are getting safe and accurately labeled products while supporting their local communities," quote.
Mm-hmm.
The mostly digital campaign will attempt to explain potential risks associated with cannabis from the unregulated market, which does not require products to be lab tested for safety and potency. Geez, back in the day when we were trying to get weed off the streets, the most dangerous thing about, well, because I expect you probably could have got kidnapped, so the seeds and stems. Gross.
You could die from just the seeds and stems.
Yes, stems. Gross. Ooh, they lit up like teeny tiny little logs, which I always like because I like fire. Fire.
I know. Me too.
Fire. Yeah. The ads in the campaign will also highlight how purchasing cannabis from the regulated market supports the state's social and economic goals for the communities across the state of New York. New York, New York. I know, buddy. The initiative, which is targeted at cannabis consumers 21 years old, includes an educational materials, including, quote, "Guide to Safer Cannabis Consumption," quote, and information on how to find legal dispensaries in New York. I think there's like one. The campaign's materials and safe consumption tips are also available online, which we will check out in a moment. Quote, "We want to make sure that New Yorkers are informed about the potential risks and benefits of using cannabis," said Chris Alexander, executive director of the New York State Office of Cannabis Management. Quote, "Our goal is to empower consumers to make informed decisions and to ensure they have access to the safest products available. New York has some incredible dispensaries across the state, and I encourage cannabis consumers and the canna curious to visit these shops and see for themselves." Quote, cannabis, King, tonight we're talking about King. Remember King from the old?
Yeah.
We were just talking about one, and there's King right there. Howard is a licensed processor focused on modern safety. Yeah.
right, let's see if this is any better. All right, let's see if this is better. Can you hear me now? All right, let's see. Eddie, another licensed processor, incorporates his experience. All right. For more than five generations of family farming, would that have been illegal? Is that five generations of family farming, Eddie? You want to admit that? To produce safer cannabis products for the regulated market.
Probably grandfather did.
Okay, for the regulated market. Lila Hunt, Deputy Director of Public Health and Education, said that during that. It's over.
During the
prohibition of cannabis is over.
It is.
I'm gone? No.
You're gone.
No, you are gone. Where'd you go?
Did you?
Let's see. Do you hear me now? Okay. You can hear me now? Okay. Bye. Wednesday, folks. Are we here? Can you hear us now, Silver Sister? Are we here? Can you hear us?
That little break was brought to you by Bob Marley.
Yes, and the Wailing Tumbleweeders.
And the Wailing Tumbleweeders.
And the Wailing Tumbleweeders. All right. Woo, woo. Oh,
there's
all right. Bear is going.
You could die at the fair.
That's true. You can't die at the fair. Oh, my Lord.
You could die at the fair.
That contraption is still on sale on eBay. Dang it. Silver Sister knows what I'm talking about. There's a prop from the A Million Ways to Die in the West right now, and it's just too expensive. It's just too expensive. We can't do it. All right, let's get back to what were we talking about now? New York, please buy legal weed. And
thank you.
And that's what we were talking about. So we can get to their oh, boy, we've got some dogs out there. And they're not being very compliant. In fact, they're sniffing all the cities. You can't help it, Mama. Yeah.
They're actually being really good.
Yeah, they're being real good. Anyway, they just got busted. Things that happen in the neighborhood for 100. Okay. All right. Anyway, they are excited to launch this program. And you can find out about the program itself online. They want to make sure that everybody's informed. Their goal is to empower consumers to make informed decisions and ensure they have access to safe products. And where are these products? The PSAs are designed to offer a striking contrast to the exaggerations and incorrect messaging so many experienced during the prohibition of cannabis. By emphasizing the health and safety benefits of buying legally, we hope to build trust in the regulated cannabis industry and encourage New Yorkers to make informed decisions regarding cannabis consumption. Quote, this campaign is also an opportunity to address historical harms and promote community reinvestment while providing valuable information and about the regulated cannabis space. We're excited to launch the campaign and believe it will make a significant difference in the lives of New Yorkers and safer, more equitable cannabis industry and liberty for all and furthering New York State's education
for justice
cannabis
for all.
And
play ball. Thanks for coming.
Crack. That's the home run, folks. Yeah. What do y'all think about the new baseball rules? Silver Sister, let's hear your thoughts on the new baseball rules, because I was told it makes stealing bases harder and not as much fun, and then the seventh-inning stretch is really not a seventh-inning stretch anymore. Candace Kidd, your thoughts on baseball? Yes, Candace. Thank you for raising your hand.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. There are new rules for baseball?
That's ridiculous.
They made the plate bigger? Okay, which just means it makes the lengthy run shorter.
When are they going to make those airplane seats bigger?
Yeah.
Oh.
Whoa. And then they put a timer on the batter, and they put a timer on the pitcher. So you have X amount of time to, if there's a batter on base, I think you get like 20 seconds to pitch that pitch. And if not, you get 15 seconds to pitch. I don't know. There are other rules. Miss Silver Sister likes the new rules. It's a faster game. That's because you're on the brink of being a millennial. Just kidding. She's like, no.
Do you ever say
do it now? Faster, 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 faster. But I've heard people just like the leisureliness about it, and now it's not so leisure now. So it's like go, 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 go. What are the other rules? It's faster, bigger plate. Oh, and you can't, is it true? Okay, tell me if this is true. You can't move the outfield. So if you think someone's going to hit it in a certain direction, you can't move your players in or towards them or out. Or am I right on that? I'm correct. Wow, that's lame. That's lame. Oh, come on. That's lame. That's like telling football players they can't have different plays. I'm going to go lame on that one. All right, what else? Give me another rule. I got three of them, I think. I got three or four rules.
This is pretty crazy that there's this many new rules.
Oh, no. Will you hand me my cafe, please? It is. But I think you can have weed in baseball now. Didn't we?
Did we get that all cleared up?
Yeah. Aren't we good on weed in baseball now? Can we have weed v. baseball?
Is there weed in football?
Weed v. Yes.
Weed in all sports now.
I think it's and basketball. Weed in basketball. Weed in basketball. Like Labrin needs something to like. He needs it because he falls on the court so darn much. Get up, Labrin. That's LeBron. You call him Labrin.
Labrin.
Oh yeah, that's right. Charlotte's Web is a new sponsor for the Cubs. Oh, my gosh. Can you believe that? For the Chubs.
Good job out there, Charlotte's Web.
There's Charlotte's Web, who won't let a medical marijuana certification center sell their products. But they do want an entire baseball team to sell it. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. And here comes the laugh track and the boo at the same time.
Boo.
Yeah.
I don't even understand.
Don't even get me going. Don't get me going. All right. So let's see what else is going on. What's going on in the great state of Arizona?
After all of the players.
Jeter's giving away pre-rolls. What? Sign us up. Whoop, whoop. There's that joint. That's where it is right there when raccoons are part of the CIA. Jeter, a leader cannabis pre-roll company in the U.S., which launched in Arizona last spring and everybody loves, announced it's bringing back its pop-up tour. Jeter Mart, the pop-ups will take place at 4:20 p.m. and run through May 27th. Check out the full list of Jeter pop-ups in Arizona. You bet your bottom Jeter was gonna. All right, go back. Okay, hang on. We'll get there. With Dwayne Wade on the board, the Jeter pop-up was conceived to elicit nostalgia. Nearly 100 partner dispensaries across Arizona, California, and Michigan was created for Jeter fans to relive and enjoy the feeling of being young, wild, and free again. The pop-up start at 4:20 p.m. Be sure to get there early. Each state has a unique promotion for customers. Who's Dwayne Wade? Oh, God. He's a sports figure. Do you have a card? Is it graded? Is it signed? Is it a 10? Did he sign the line? What is it?
Who's Tell me.
Basketball player. You got it. Do you have a card? Get his card. We'll get it signed. We can get it. Woo!
I need it now.
Each state has unique promotion. In order to get a Jeter Pina Colada 1 gram. In Arizona, the promotion is buy any Jeter product and get a Jeter Pina Colada 1 gram. All right, now let's find out where they're popped up. Come on, Jeter pop-ups, where are you?
Those are cute.
We're open. Come in. Jeter pop-ups. I wonder if Derek Jeter is the board, too. I think Jeter is Jeter. All right, where is welcome to Jeter Mart? Okay. Pop-ups start at 4:20. Okay. All right, well, where are they? Find it at a store near you. All right, here we go. Arizona, drum roll. Tucson, Prime Park, and what's Prime Park? And D2. What is Prime Park? Maybe they meant to say Prime Leaf. Don't you think?
Unless they're changing their stuff up.
Unless they're changing their names again. And these are happening 4:28 and 4:29. You buy any Jeter, then you're going to get that coconut Jeter for free. Silver Sister, 4:28 and 4:29. 4:28 at Prime Park, which I don't think that's what that is. And 4:29 at D2. D2. Oh, well.
Jeter
Mart. That's funny.
They're calling it Prime Leaf Park.
What?
This is where it came up on.
Prime Leaf Park? What? Oh, brother. Changing their names again to Prime Park, not Prime Leaf?
No, it's just Prime Leaf, but...
Okay, whatever.
Interesting. They have it long
the Jeter Mart. All right, well, go in. On the 28th, you can go to Prime Leaf. And on the 29th, you can go to D2. They start at 4:20 in the afternoon. You buy any Jeter product, and you're going to get a Jeter pre-roll 1 gram coconut.
Pina colada.
If you are seeing
pina colada
and getting high in the rain.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, see? There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there it is.
You're welcome.
Oh,
folks.
You're welcome. Thanks for tuning in to Weekday Wednesday, everybody. We love you. What a nice surprise to have Canvas Kid here and Silver Sister all at the same time. Well, not all, but you know what I'm saying. Woo-hoo!
Miss you, Silver Sister.
Woo-hoo! She'll be back in the blink of an eye. All right. Only 243 days until Christmas. She says, miss you, too. Woo-hoo! All right, folks. Remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Yay! Weekday Wednesday, we love you. Woo-hoo!
I guess that probably would have been even louder had I pointed the microphone in our direction. Oh, Lord. Go to the Good Leaf, 6224 East Speedway Boulevard. Go to... if you're